This is Radio City Talk.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Bruce Millington, the editor of The Racing Post. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And Palace fan, so I better not say too much because your audience are all blue noses.
Well, it is a brilliant weekend ahead. Let's look at, firstly, Cheltenham. I'm actually just looking at a brilliant article on the Racing Post website. Six stars to look forward to at Cheltenham and Punchestown this weekend. And you don't realise just how good a weekend this is. The likes of Forheen out, the new one, Manella Rocco, I think I saw on there as well. It's a cracking weekend, isn't it?
Do you know what? It really, really is. It's one of those weekends that you hope that the cards and the entries are going to do justice to the meetings and the prize money on offer, but they absolutely have done. We're really in for a treat. I mean, we had a great first day at Cheltenham today, which featured a good win for Finian's Oscar. But really, tomorrow and Sunday, we've got some real stars of the jumps game out. And also, as you say, some superb stuff going on in Ireland, including the return of the mighty Forheen. So there is so much to look forward to.
Just at Cheltenham tomorrow, there's a Grade 2, two Grade 3s and two listed races as well. Is this the weekend where you think the jump season really gets going?
Yeah, I mean, it's the most important jumps meeting that takes place in Britain during the season is obviously the Cheltenham Festival, followed by Aintree. This is the third most important, and we've got some really, really interesting races in their own right, and also obviously some really crucial clues for the Cheltenham Festival, which is now only 4 months away, believe it or not.
Countdown is definitely on. Looking at that card at Cheltenham then, what are the star horses on show tomorrow?
Well, I suppose we better deal with the big race, really, which is actually a race which is one of those ones that during the season there's a lot of people who say there's far too much focus on the Cheltenham Festival. Let's focus on the race itself as a contest, and the 225 is the Bet Victor Gold Cup, formerly known as the Paddy Power. A really, really competitive race this year. 18 runners. Favourite Kyle Moore Locke, who's trained by Harry Fry, used to be trained by Kerry Lee. But Paul Nichols, obviously, who's been all over the big races all year, is represented by Le Prisien, and also further down the card by Romain de Sanam. So he's got two really strong chances. That's going to be probably the, if you only watch one race on the Saturday in terms of the spectacle, 2.5 miles, they'll go off a belting gallop, and it'll be the kind of survival of the fittest, really, I guess. That's a really, really interesting race. I think Kyle Moore Locke, although his favourite, is good value as favourite. And then basically right through the card, there's some great stuff. The first race is very interesting, 12:40, Matt. It's the Triumph Hurdle Challenge, the JCB Triumph Hurdle Challenge, which features a real class-acting Gumball, who's trained by Philip Hobbs. And Philip Hobbs won this race last year with the great Defi de Soy, who went on to absolutely sweep all before him in the juvenile hurdles division. So that's a really good race. Basically, just like I say, wherever you go, there is really, really just great competitive high-class racing absolutely at every corner.
There is, and it doesn't stop this weekend as well, because next weekend we've got the big race up here at Haydock, the Betfair Chase, haven't we? So it's a terrific time for jumps racing. Can I just get on to Forheen? It's great to see it back in action after what was a bit of a hit-and-miss time for it.
Yeah, Forheen runs at 2:15 on Sunday at Punchestown in the Unibet Morgiana Hurdle. Faces four rivals, three of whom are extremely well-known, Campeador, Jet Ski and Vroom Vroom Mag. But Forheen has been off, I think his last run was in January of 2016, of course. We were hoping he'd make a comeback earlier this year in January, but that didn't happen. So, you know, we haven't seen him for a long, long time. He's one of the all-time great hurdlers, I would say. He's only ever been beaten once. He's an absolute superstar. Funny enough, he was beaten in this very race 2 years ago by Nichols Canyon. But apart from that, he's been absolutely indestructible. He has had an injury, though, that's kept him off for a long time. He's now 9 years old. Willie Mullins writes his column in the Racing Post tomorrow, which I haven't actually seen yet, I must admit. But I need to catch up with that just to find out what the latest is on Forheen. But hopefully he'll come back, he'll come through what is a very stern test this, you know, it's no picnic by any means, and then he'll add another real positive factor, if you like, to the jump season, hopefully with the champion hurdle very much in mind.
Bruce Millington from the Racing Post joining me on Radio City Talk. It's full time. How much of a marker can we expect to see from Voorheen this weekend? And I know it's a tough race, but we'll learn a lot about how he's got over that injury, won't we?
We certainly will. Look, I mean, he's going to have to be on his game to win, because Jet Ski, obviously, I know he's knocking on now. He's 9 years old, former champion hurdler. Jet Ski's very much a horse who won his last race, and he's a real good yardstick. You know, if you beat Jet Ski, you run well. Vroom Vroom Mag is another one. She's this extraordinary mare of trained by William Mullins for Rich Ritchie, who can run over fences, over hurdles, over 2 miles, over 3 miles. Campeador from Gordon Elliott with David Russell riding. Impressive last time. And Swamp Fox is second in a Galway hurdle. So if he comes through this, even if he wins in a photo, it very much means Voorheen is back. If he wins impressively, then we can really get excited by the prospect that this superb horse, Willie Mullins, has somehow managed to get him back to his best form.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at the card for Cheltenham on Sunday as well. And there's three brilliant races in that, including the 2.25, which is including the likes of Fox Norton and Special Tiara. So it's just a fantastic weekend for horse racing fans.
It really, really is. Yeah, I mean, as you say, on Sunday at Cheltenham, arguably in terms of quality, this is as good as any of the three, because Fox Norton, running in the colours of Alan Potts, who sadly died earlier this week, ridden by Brian Cooper for Colin Tizard. He's favourite, but you've got Special Tiara in there. Cloudy Dream, there's a good story with Cloudy Dream. He was due to run in the Bet Victor Gold Cup on Saturday, but unfortunately, when the entries were made, they confused that race with the previous race, which had a virtually identical name. They took him out of the race that he was intended for, entered him for a race which was hopelessly unsuitable for him because it takes place in over 3.5 miles. A really, you know, agonising mistake for them. But they managed to get a chance for almost immediate atonement, because the 2.25, the Schlur Chase on Sunday, reopened through lack of entries. So they thought, well, this trip suits us. Cloudy Dream could easily go in there as an afterthought and win. He's about a 9-2 chance. And then obviously at the 3 o'clock, you've got the Great Wood Handicap Hurdle, always now one of the real highlights of the first part of the jump season. 16 runners. You've got a very hot favourite in there called Jenkins, who's trained by Nicky Henderson. But if you want to hear one loud roar this weekend, it will come if the new one, who is the local horse, the absolute favourite, 9 years old now, Nigel Twiston Davis, ridden for the first time by Richard Johnson, the champion jockey. He's 16-1, but you know what? I wouldn't put you off him, because he is a horse who just gives his all every single time he goes out there.
And often in the top two or three as well, so you might get some good each-way money on the new one.
I agree completely. We just need those 16 runners to run, though, Matt, because if we get one more non-runner, obviously it means that instead of paying four places, we'll get three. But it will be really fantastic to see how the new one gets on there. There is, though, a big tip. I did the Racing Post postcast just now, and two of the three experts on there have tipped Tigris River, number three, owned by J.P. McManus, trained by Joseph O'Brien, who, of course, only recently trained the Melbourne Cup winner, ridden by Barry Geraghty. You don't get much more impressive in terms of connections. Very well backed in the last couple of days. 10-1 shot, Tigris River might be the answer for a lot of people in the 3 o'clock at Cheltenham on Sunday.
There you go. Is that your tip of the weekend as well then, Bruce?
Do you know what? I'm going to, in that particular race, I'm going to go with a horse trained by Dan Skelton, ridden by his brother Harry, called Mo Hayed, who I think's really well handicapped, really progressive. I like him a lot. He's a 6-1 chance, so that's who I'm going to back.
Fantastic stuff. Bruce Millington from the Racing Post, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure. Radio City Talk.